teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, along with James Martinez out there on the left coast. How are you doing this afternoon, James?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. I appreciate you doing the show Friday.
No problem.
It was kind of strange. I woke up Friday morning, and it was like somebody had a ice pick stuck in my eye. And it was weird because, I mean, I was watering and my nose is running. I couldn't do a show because my eyes were watering so bad I couldn't even read. And I appreciate, you know, I missed two shows last week. One was an emergency dental appointment, and Friday was whatever was going on with my eye. But I'm much better now. I'm just as blind as I used to be.
Good. But you're pain free though, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Good.
Hey, this is a day for celebration for a lot of people. Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, it's Wall Street. They broke another record. The Dow is up over 14,000.
Ooh.
Oh, but I'm looking at everything else, the commodities market. No, commodity market is not doing well. Well, at least in their eyes, people go to other things when the stock market starts to go funky, and they chase people away from commodities such as gold, silver, things like that. And guess what? The people aren't running away from that because they're not buying what Wall Street is telling them. Oh, just buy. Now's the time to buy. Oh, the economy is strong. Alan Greenspan just came out. I guess there was a meeting in London, and he said that, well, if the world economy falls, it's basically going to be the fault of the American housing market. And the talking heads.
Was he smiling like he is on the cover of Newsweek right now?
He's always got that kind of that smile plastered on his face. I think he had that surgically implanted. But, all the people on Wall Street are saying, oh, yeah, the housing slump, oh, that's going to continue for at least another year and a half, maybe even longer. Their rah-rah boys are running out of steam, and it's fascinating. They're starting to do other stories other than financial because they're running out of things to talk about because the word is on the street. You know what I mean? They're just turning it into pure shtick and entertainment now. They should just rerun I Love Lucy or something now. You know?
Yeah, total misdirection, huh?
There you go. Total misdirection. Citigroup, here's some news flashes here. Citigroup sees third quarter earnings down. It's no big deal. It's only 60%. UBS plans to report big loss. Shake up executive banks. That's out of the Wall Street Journal. A lot of stuff to talk about today.
Oh, man. That is hardcore.
Well, and
yeah, I got a lot. I mean, listen, for everybody that's listening, you and I mentioned a little bit earlier that I got emails and spoke to quite a few of their listeners over the weekend. And it's just when you've got to consider, well, my wife needs a very serious serious operation, but I've got this amount of debt, and what do I do? What do I take care of next? It's total fear, you know?
Well, and
it's real rough on people.
Yeah,
it's real rough right now.
And I'll tell you what, I want to talk a little bit about the fear factor again. Somebody had sent me an email, and I want to share that as well. I think it's unrelated to this particular program, but across the board, it applies as well. John Stadtmiller and James Martinez, Cash Flow is the name of the show. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The UBS's plans to report big loss shakes up executive ranks, as if it's the executives that are the fault.
Oh, man.
Same places, just change the faces. Swiss banking giant USB AG, which recently ousted its chief executive in the wake of losses in an in-house hedge fund and deflections on top investment bankers, plans to write down as much as 4 billion Swiss francs, or there's a little deficit there. It's actually $3.41 billion in assets, including securities tied to U.S. subprime mortgages. The big write-downs will make UBS one of the highest-profile casualties of the recent turmoil in global credit markets and raise questions about the management of its securities business, especially an expansion into the U.S. Another casualty is Hugh Jenkins, chief of the bank's investment banking division, as well as the chief financial officer, Clive Standish. Marcel Rohner, UBS's new chief executive, will take over as chairman and CEO, but the investment bank said this won't be a permanent agreement. Marco Sutter, currently the executive vice chairman, will assume the role of the chief financial officer. Well, after taking a third quarter write-down of between 3 billion and 4 billion francs, and keep in mind that this is a bank telling on itself, so they're saying between $3 and $4 billion, in its fixed income assets, UBS expects a loss for the quarter ranging from about 600 million francs to 700 million francs. See what I tell you? 3-4 billion? It could probably be 5-6 billion by the time this all shakes down. The write-downs at the Europe's third largest bank would be steeper than those posted by the four big investment banks. To report results so far, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Lehman Brothers Holding, Morgan Stanley, and Bear Stearns companies, all of which were affected in varying degrees by the meltdown in the U.S. markets for subprime mortgages, but which nonetheless reported third-quarter profits. Banks that haven't yet reported, Merrill Lynch faces a possible third-quarter write-down of as much as $4 billion to reflect losses. But see, this is just not. They say the mortgage-related securities and things to do with mortgages, it has to do with a lot of other things as well. Junk bonds out there, things that they have been floating around to try to repackage, to sell off, to keep their books looking real, real good. It's just not the subprime. It's their hedge funds. It's a lot of other things that are in jeopardy. And quite frankly, all this was rolling around just quite nicely. I mean, it's rolling right along until there's a little hiccup, like in the subprime mortgage thing. That's what the people are focusing on right now, but it's many other factors within this. By the way.
Very rough.
By the way, this guy makes a good point here. Sends me an email. And he says, and thank you, Kevin. I always listen to what people are saying. He says, here's a very important point. You guys are revealing a lot of great information to the public, and I've noticed during your broadcast, he says, not sure what host says it. He always says, it's unbelievable. So this is sending the opposite message. You try to reveal the truth to the public, and then you follow up by using the phrase, it's unbelievable. What this phrase means is quite literally, do not to be believed or do not believe. This is how people interpret word guys. So if you want people to believe, don't undo your work by saying unbelievable to an amazing or shocking revelation. Just a suggestion, but it works. Thank you, Kevin. I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? No, it's, hey, we all do
that.
Yeah,
that's an unbelievable statement right there.
we all do it, don't we? Hey, you're not going to believe this. Okay, I won't believe it. It's unbelievable. Okay, it's
first
unbelievable.
First rule in advertising in national media. Right.
There you go. It's amazing. It's believable. It's real. Yeah. You're screwed. Yeah. It's amazing. By the way, Ron Paul is doing rather well. A little political front here.
Good. We like that.
Yeah. Ron Paul managed to raise $1 million in less than 7 days. So I would say that there are some people out there that really want to see Ron Paul succeed. And the only problem with Ron Paul is, we just talked about it, the guy's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable, right.
He gets up there and speaks the truth, but in the morass of the liars and the deceivers and the business as usual, good old boy country club set out there, he looks like a pariah. He looks like a doomsayer. But he's the only guy.
And remotely telling the truth.
Well, and think about this. I mean, when you saw him in these debates, things to do with foreign policy or money, they wouldn't ask him any direct questions. Here is the guy that's on the financial services committees.
Right.
You know, he's a United States congressman, been there for quite a while, knows the game rather well. But when it comes around to issues and questions that would be up his alley, so to speak, oh, they just steer clear of him.
I'm sure with the producers before they would telecast that whole thing, it was all like, you will not do this, and you will not do this, and you will not do this, and you will not ask this, and oh, man.
Yeah, we just want it to be believable. So the claptrap, you know, the other candidates, I don't know why John McCain is still in there. They want to send him to a prison in Vietnam. We got other people up there, Mr. Giuliani. Which his firm represents, Cintra, that's the company that's building the super slab highways for the North American Union here in this country. See, it's just a good old boy club, and they don't like people in there upsetting their apple cart. Because you see, government, ladies and gentlemen, is not in the business of giving away your money. It shouldn't be. And it should not be in the business of doing anything else except what the Constitution calls for. That's how you get limited government. And that's why you don't have burgeoning budgets. I mean, Ron Paul, James, can get on a national show, drop the ultimate of bombshells saying, hey, the government's in hawk. He said $60 trillion. It's closer to $100 trillion. And I'm sure he was just being conservative, the conservative kind of guy that he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets up there and drops the $60 trillion bombshell, and he doesn't even get a cursory 30-second follow-up question like, huh?
No, it's just complete, total denial.
It is. It is.
Total denial.
And he is one of these guys, and he's made his enemies as well, because during these debates, he's said such unbelievable things like,
right,
we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Yeah, just take the camera and they. All right, put the camera over. Put him in the box. Get him out of here. He's not allowed to talk about that.
No, you can't. You can't talk about that because we have these unreasonable and what I would call unholy alliances here in this country, where you have the news media is owned by the people that want you to believe what they want you to believe. Now, gone are the days of independent news media here that will report stories no matter who it hurts. And who's hurting right now? Oh, that's right, the banking interest in this country. So we can't get up there and tell the people honestly what's going on in the banking industry, why the funny money system has come to its eventual and certain end. We can't talk about these things. You know, right. You just can't do it because, well, there's corporations that, well, spend a lot of money with advertising with us, and, well, we can't hurt their feelings because they're connected with the banks, and it's all this interconnected, incestuous mess.
Yeah. Look, this guy is willing to get up and stand up and talk about it, and he's running for office. That means everybody that's listening here, you can do that too, even with your own families. And pick a side and get on it because – It's getting rough out there, as you know.
Well, and what is happening, what I see, and we talked about this prior to the program today, what we're starting to see is a lot of people that were fence sitters, what I would call fence sitters. Now, the perception was that I'm going to ride this pony, even though that I know that there's some fundamental bad things here. I'm going to keep riding that because that's what everybody's doing. But there are the other people out there that saw the flaws and saw the game plan and said, wait a minute, this isn't something rotten in Denmark. This is something that's dead and stanking in my own backyard here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there that's are right. those people that are looking at this and going, okay, now I see the problem. Well, we have people that are in the matrix. You know what they're – and I get this vision, and they've got their palms and their hands pressed up against the glass, and they're, you know, they're right there. They're right there. You can see them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little barrier there that's keeping them from doing whatever. But here's people within the matrix going, you know, I've heard this kind of stuff that these guys were talking about before. And, well, you know what? They're right.
Right. I always, when you were saying that, I was thinking about, you know, the IRS agents who were working on the inside and like, wait a minute. I am working for something that's totally wrong. Spiritually wrong, mentally wrong, this isn't what I signed up for, and then they have to make that big, huge shift to take the other side.
And that is the problem.
Necessary. But it's necessary for everybody that knows it's at this point. Go ahead. Take the step. Do it.
You have to. I mean, it's called survival, but it's just not that. In order to fix a fundamental problem, you first have to admit and recognize that there is a problem.
Right.
Denial, sticking your head in the proverbial sand, and when you do that, folks, where's your derriere pointed? If your head's in the sand, where's your butt?
Right.
It's unprotected, and it's just out there in Jump Street. So anybody can come along and kick it, right?
Right.
Okay, so the number one thing with admitting and recognizing the problem, that is the first step. Get out of denial, and then stand up. Shake the dust.
Yeah, I think they should have the, you know, they got AA meetings all over. They need DA meetings, Debtors Anonymous.
Debtors Anonymous. I like that.
And go in there and say, listen, I'm 70 grand in the hole. I have this job. I have this amount of family. And nobody knows. And this is the way it is. And liberate yourself.
They're taking it as a personal failure. Folks, forgive yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
The credit card company doesn't want to forgive you. They want you in perpetual serfdom and debt.
Yep, that's correct.
You need to stand up, shake that sand off in the dirt, stand up straight, hear that cracking sound. Oh, that's the spine that hasn't been straight for a long time. Square your shoulders, roll up your sleeves, take advantage of the situation. Turn it to your favor. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, you're not going to believe this one.
It's unbelievable. What?
You got to go to this website, usinfo.state.gov. It's actually it's a government website, usinfo.state.gov. How to identify misinformation. All right. How can a journalist or a news consumer... I like how they always call us consumer. I don't care if we're consuming words or, you know, product.
Yeah.
We're always consumers. Tell if a story is true or false. There are no exact rules, but the following clues can help indicate if a story or allegation is true. Does the story fit the pattern of a conspiracy theory? Does the story fit the pattern of urban legend? Does the story contain a shocking revelation about a highly controversial issue? Is the source trustworthy? What does further research tell you?
Who wrote that? A lawyer?
Is somebody in the information biz? Does the story claim that vast, powerful, evil forces are secretly manipulating events? If so, this fits the profile of a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theories are rarely true, even though they have great appeal and are awfully widely believed. In reality, events usually have a much less exciting explanations.
thought monitoring, thought direction.
Well,
they're doing it themselves just by doing that.
Well, I mean, I was told about 9/11 hijackings that 19 guys got on board aircrafts with aircraft, U.S. air carriers, with box cutters, and they were able to do their deed. But the problem was with that story that 9 of the 19, by the way, Saudi Arabian hijackers, that's who they said did it, then why do we go into Afghanistan and Iraq? I don't think Saddam Hussein was on board one of these aircraft
right.
with a Stanley...
forgot about that.
Yeah, with a Stanley
yeah.
knife, you know.
Right.
But, you know, 9 of these 19 Arabs that hijacked these planes are alive and well on planet Earth. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. Which then would have you look at the official explanation as somewhat dubious and having a few holes in it. They talk about highly controversial issues such as AIDS, organ transplantation, international adoption. They go on to something else. And I actually interviewed this guy on another program, Doug Roeke. Now, he was the top guy in the military on the handling of depleted uranium. And depleted uranium, if people don't know, depleted uranium is the stuff that they use in munitions because it has great penetrating power. It's real dense stuff. Lead just mushrooms when it hits stuff. So use depleted uranium, and you can blast through inches of steel and everything else. Well, they've been using this stuff in the Gulf since 1991. And people are sick and dying of this stuff. I've seen the photos of the birth defects from the people in Iraq and all over the place. What do they say about this? Such highly controversial issues are natural candidates for the rise of false rumors, unwarranted fears, and suspicions. Another example of a highly controversial issue is depleted uranium, a relatively new armor-piercing substance that was used by the U.S. military for the first time during the 91 Gulf War. There are many exaggerated fears about depleted uranium because people associate it with weapons-grade uranium or fuel-grade uranium. Well, we know that it isn't that. We never said it was, which are much more dangerous substances. When most people, and here comes the word association, when most people hear the word uranium, a number of strongly held associations spring to mind, including the atomic bomb, Hiroshima, nuclear reactors, radiation illness, cancer, and birth defects. Well, that's exactly what's going on in Iraq. Children over there, and if they have hospitals, which amazingly have been underfunded, but people are dying. There's babies over there being born. And folks, I dare to even call them human. If they even survive in the uterine birth canal and come to life and actually take a breath. And many U.S. soldiers. Here is our syndrome. You remember Vietnam? We had Agent Orange, the Dow Chemical right. Company. I mean, it was a great defoliant. This is the same stuff that you spray on your weeds and your grass and the cracks of your sidewalks, folks. Kind of the same thing, only this was the industrial strength stuff. And what they do is they'd spray this stuff to have clear fire zones. And it worked rather well. The only problem is that it caused massive cancers and death. Well, it's the same thing with depleted uranium. I mean, it's a great tool in wartime to bust stuff up and kill and knock out targets. But the only problem is that the entire Middle East is awash in this stuff, and people are dying from it. But see, that's just a conspiracy theory. Well, I went down the rabbit
right.
hole.
That's unbelievable.
I got the nation's top expert. I got the guy in there that was supposedly training the soldiers to handle this stuff in the Middle East, and he's come clean. He's walked out of that matrix and said, you know what? We got a real problem here. He himself is dying. Because of his association with it. But you know what? It's just a conspiracy theory.
Of course.
Now, all of this, I've said up to this point, James, to come around to what we normally talk about on this program every single day, and that's the unbelievable story about the usury.
Right.
The big fat conspiracy theory out there about the bankers and the issuance of their credit cards and how they've been raping people year after year after year.
Year after year. Yes, that's correct.
Now, and you know what? It is. Here's something unbelievable. It's already halftime. We got to take a break.
Right.
I'm going to have fun with this. But the guy's right. Kevin, I'm just mocking that, but you're exactly right. It is believable. It is true. And no, it is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. We'll put that in the factoid file. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back. By the way, you'd like to call in 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Just having fun with the producer. I'm just sitting here and I have my hands folded and I'm just staring at her and she's waiting for me to say something. And she starts to look around. It's unbelievable. I just got my wife, one of our secretaries is out today. So my wife is having to do double duty and she's in there answering phones. And I said, honey, I'll get the phone. And I pick up the phone and it's somebody that just came online up in Montana. They just got their computer and they've discovered our network. And they have, she said, I'm retired, but my husband still works. But I want to send a monthly a yearly donation into you. And I said, cool, you can do that. And we verified the address and everything. And she says, I'm still discovering the talk show host. It's a great network. And she didn't get Michael Herzog's name right, and that's the guy that precedes. Actually, is after this program. And on before my other show on this network, the National Intel Report. And I'm thinking, Michael Herzog, huh? Now, here's a guy that he and I became friends, came down here, saw the operation of the network and everything, and he's now out in Phoenix. I feel badly for him. But hey, you know, there's a reason why there's so many people climbing on the Bible thing out in Arizona. You want to know why? Because they've been told about the pains of hell and the heat, and they think they're in hell out there.
Right.
They think they're in hell. Now the native Phoenix people out there, hey, 110 degrees and shade, that's not a big deal. But for people that don't know, it is something. But here you go. I mean, the only thing that people have to do is they have to hear about the network and listen to the information that we're giving you and verify it. Just like the disinfo site said here, how to target conspiracy theories, one of the biggest conspiracies that has ever been foisted on the American people is this banking system we have now. And yeah. if you do, and I actually heard this on Alex Jones's show today, and we're actually in the last hour of his 3 hours. I wished he'd move his show because more people need to hear this one. Just kidding, Alex. Anyway, he said that one of his people did, they tracked down the Federal Reserve site.
Right.
And to find out who the holder of the domain name is, and it's the Warburg Foundation.
Sure.
Now, if you would, sir, tell them who the Warburgs are.
One of the richest banking families that are running the show of the planet, and I have to do with the United States and have to do with the credit card companies, and which it's the people from the very, very, very top that are causing you the struggle that you have today with your finances.
That says it pretty much. Now, how they engineered their little coup d'etat with the help of our Congress critters here back in, coming up in the 100th anniversary, 2013, subtract 100. Oh, that's right, that'd be 1913. Mm-hmm. And what they decided to do at that point, because we had all these irregularities in banking and, well, it was just a mess out there. So what we need is centralized banking in this country. Now, that doesn't sound like such a bad deal. You know, if you're a corporation, right, and you've got all these little subsidiaries out there, mm-hmm. well, you got to have a standard game plan and a standard business plan, and you got to have the rules and regulations that apply for everybody so everything moves along. Well, that makes sense to me, right? You know, you got little banks out here collapsing because, well, they're not regulated and, you know, just funky stuff going on. And, you know, maybe the guy's taking everybody's savings and running out the back door and having long vacations with his other than his wife, let's say.
Right.
I mean, that's human nature. People do
right.
that stuff.
Right.
But how it was foisted on the American people is we have all these banking crises and we've got to have centralized banking. Well, if you read the footnotes to what the founders of this great country said, that you'd never want to do that. And they made sure of it by writing a little thing called, how's that spelled? C-O-N-S-T. Oh, that's right, Constitution.
Right.
That says that Congress, our elected representatives, in adherence with the Constitution, of weights and measures and all that other stuff. And these are the people that are going to be in charge of the money, the issuance of the coin, and all that other stuff. So not only do they have the thing that they, well, they've got the oversight on the issuance and the weights and the measures and all that other stuff, they're also going to have the checkbook in hand as well. Now, to some people that might sound like, well, that might sound kind of strange, but if you're following the Constitution and you're following that in abeyance of it, and understanding that that is hard and fast rule or law, well, then it makes more sense. And then it changes the parameters of the game plan, and everybody has to run lockstep with that game plan. Mm-hmm. Sounds good, right?
Yeah, I had a relative that worked over at Warburg, actually, and for a brief time, and he didn't after I talked to him.
Well,
he got out of there.
Well,
just from sheer pure shame, actually.
Well, and most people don't understand banking. I mean, they really don't understand the issuance. And, you know, to tell a short little story, I mean, it'd take me a half hour to tell the story in detail. But how banks came around is people used to have gold and silver. There were all kinds of struck coins out there. In the United States, folks, people used to walk around with gold in their pockets. Could you imagine that? Gold in your pocket. And what was happening is that people were walking around with this cumbersome metal. It's heavy, and it's this, that, and the other. So people decided to set up warehouses, so to speak. And you would take your gold and silver to these accounts, or make an account with these warehouses or these clearing houses, whatever you want to call them, and they would issue you a receipt for your stuff that you had on deposit. Well, it sounds right. Okay, well, what they noticed was that people were using the receipts or the script to do business with, because it was a heck of a lot easier to transfer stuff around other than this cumbersome heavy metal stuff, gold and silver.
Yep.
What they noticed was people were never coming back for their gold and their silver. They were using the script that that warehouse was issuing, hence the formation of your banks. So they took it a step further. Okay, well, people are depositing their gold and silver, and they never come back for the gold and silver. So what we can start doing is writing more receipts and then stuff that we actually have on deposit. Oh, well, there's the birthplace of fractionalized reserve banking.
That's it, right there.
That, you know, Joe Blow walks in on a Friday to cash his check. He's a good guy. He's going to put $100 a check in savings, you know, for what? Maybe his kid's college education, or for a rainy day, or when the roof leaks, or he's got to call the plumber, whatever reason. We used to be a nation of savers. So he puts that $100 from his check in an account. Well, the banker comes around Monday morning, looks at the accounts receivable, and says, I have this much money on deposit. And we're in the bank business. We're a bank. We're in the business of loaning money. So by Monday afternoon, I'm going to tell all my people here at the bank, hey, we've got money to loan. Next guy that comes in, if he's qualified for a loan, and that is dubious and questionable, as we have just seen, well, now we can loan up to 10 times that amount that that guy just paid into that account on Friday. So instead of...
What a novel idea.
Well, and isn't it great? I mean, imagine if you're a car dealer. Okay, you take receipt of one delivery of a car, say from General Motors. Now the problem is that you only have one car, but now you've sold 10 cars. But
right.
The people, the other nine, didn't actually take the receipt of something. They got what? Oh, that's right. They got double clutched. Now it's harder to do that, but when you're dealing with an illusionary game here, you just keep the stuff floating, you keep it building, and nobody ever checks. Nobody
That's
ever looks.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh.
And then it goes on for years and years and years until you get to the state we're in now.
And I'm going, where's my car? This is unbelievable.
Exactly.
Now, basically, yeah. That's the short, and it was kept primitively simple. Just for, you know, grins and giggles. But in actuality, that is the greatest conspiracy that's ever been foisted on the American people.
Yeah, everybody, if you've not seen Freedom to Fascism, that covers it in there, doesn't it? Yeah, it does.
It sure does. And it does it in such a class way. Let me take a call here. Don in Oregon. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing... I don't know how it is. How's it out there on the left coast? I didn't ask you.
It's nice.
I'm not
really
on the west
nice.
Coast.
No, I know. That the host, the other guy.
Oh.
The other guy that's talking on the air.
It's good.
But you're on the northwest coast.
No, I'm inland.
Okay.
I'm high and dry.
Good.
Quite literally.
Good.
Quite literally. What's on your mind, Don?
Great.
And you can take that any way you want.
I love okay. the honesty.
I, the double entendre, it just hit me. I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Couple of questions real quick. First of all, a statement, in fact. I am kind of glad that you've talked with Dr. Kennedy, and I hope he can make his appearance on your show Thursday.
You already knew? Well, who do you know? I just talked to him yesterday.
Well, I just, it's a bird that flew this way.
He's got me looking around for bugs in my office.
No,
here.
No. That wouldn't happen, sir.
All right.
I have the utmost respect for both of you.
Don, I'm just teasing you.
Anyway, in fact, I was trying to get Mr. Herzog, your good buddy, your traveling companion, to put him up on his program early on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other story. At any rate, I'm glad that you're doing that, because I think, as I told Michael, he's one of the titans in the movement. And that's my quote, no one else's.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him.
At any rate, I have a question for either you or James or both of you, if you can answer it. I'm in the process of following some of this stuff that Dr. Kennedy is doing, and in such, I am going to be creating bonds and putting them into the Treasury Department, per se. And I have a contract. I have numerous contracts out that have my Social Security number attached to them, unfortunately, but maybe not so. One of them happens to be my electric company here, all right? And it's a cooperative, so...
Okay, it's not your company, but it's the company you deal with.
I'm also a shareholder. It's a cooperative.
Okay, great.
Now... not that that's a bad deal. I went down and I picked up my little consumer credit information report that says that I have Sterling credit with them, okay? Mm-hmm. My question is that there is a consumer number that they go by. And I'm wondering, I don't know if this consumer number is attached directly as an account number, which also appears in the lower right-hand corner where the on checks and other documents, it appears as a routing number as well. Okay, and I'm wondering if that number is directly attached to the Social Security number, and if one of you two might know that, because that would be one of the numbers that I would create my bond with, or I would actually attach that number to the bond along with others.
James, do you have anything on that?
I don't know enough to want to even say for sure on that, and I wouldn't even want to say. I'm totally speculating, but I would assume that that routing number does have something to do with your social. But I can't say for sure on that. I don't know for sure.
And I'll tell you what, Don, since Mr. Kennedy is going to be on my program Thursday, mm-hmm. why don't you tune in and call in and remind me if I forget to ask him that question.
Okie dokie.
All righty.
Not a problem.
All right. Don, I appreciate your call.
Hey, keep up the good work, sir.
All righty.
Take care, Don.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I got a little...
Yeah, I heard that before. Yeah. I've heard that before because I know I've heard of things like that before, but I don't know for sure because I know guys were trying to open up bank accounts without Social Security numbers and doing all this stuff, asserting, and the bank, of course, was freaking out at the possibility of even doing that, of course. But he should call in and talk to your guy.
There was actually one bank here in Austin was doing it, and the underground conduit, if you will, the word spread rather fast, and people were just absolutely flocking to that. And the issue.
How long did the bank stay open? Is it still open?
No, it's still open, but they're not taking any more accounts based on no Social Security numbers, because that is your track and trace number, folks. I mean, supposedly that number was you were issued that number when you applied for a job, and everybody's in on the scheme here that the government, first of all, shouldn't be in retirement benefits to begin with, but what they forced businesses to do was to. Make sure you had that so-so security number for retirement benefits. Now, the employer is, by law, supposed to take funds out of your check. Whether you want this individual retirement account through the United States government or not, they were forcing them to do that, and they were forcing you to become a participant in this retirement fund. You didn't have the option of saying, no, I'll just take my money and put it in a 401 or something that I can control. It's up to me. You know, this is another one of the wealth distribution scams. You know, seriously,
another one, just another one.
It's unbelievable, but right. No, you didn't have the option of opting in or opting out, and try not, you know, try to get out of that now that you're in that matrix. They won't let you out of it, or you can extricate yourself from it, but it is an arduous process. But having said all that, this is one of the scams that the government is foisting on businesses out here to basically take money out of your check against your will. Look, folks, whatever money you earn through your labor, through your sweat equity, belongs to you, okay?
Yep.
First and foremost.
Absolutely.
And it has become a game out there that you're forced into compliance, and you better go along with this or you're going to be ostracized. Now they're using
they're sucking the life out of you.
Yeah, and my gosh, literally. You might be put on some terrorist watch list out there because you're bucking the government. You might be a terrorist because you're trying to destroy it. Look,
right.
You know, folks, get acquainted. I will make an offer to anybody listening to this program. I will make a free offer to you right now. We have books, and we have two books. We're coming up on a break here, and I'm going to go grab both of them. And I'm going to make a gift of these to you free of charge. The only thing you got to do is write us, and we'll send you these books out. And we'll even include a bumper sticker, and you put it on your car so more people can learn the conspiracy facts.
Right.
As we know them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And yeah. This is what this is about, folks. It is about building the consensus of honest, hardworking people out there that are sick and tired of the rigged game. And we want our country back. We want an honest government back in. We want to deal with each other honestly using honest instruments. That's what this whole thing is about. We don't have to hide behind a conspiracy theory. The conspiracy facts are unfathomable as they are. Notice I didn't say unbelievable. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We have a free gift, actually plural, gifts for the listeners out there. And do not call us today because we're short-handed in the office, but Write down the number 800-724-2719. Call the office tomorrow, or just send us by mail and address it to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We'll send you out the Bill of Rights Handbook and the Citizen Rule Book. You will be graded on this, okay? So, but it's the fundamental and crash course on the Constitution and how it's supposed to work. And until you're well versed in that, then you're liable to have the wool pulled over your eyes at any given time. So just write us or give us a call tomorrow, _tomorrow, 800-724-2719. We'll get you the free copies of the Bill of Rights Handbook, which is about 140 pages, and the Citizens Rule Book, for a quick reference, is about 50-60 pages long. So just give us a holler tomorrow or write into that address, and we will send you out a free copy of each one of these books, and we'll send you a bumper sticker. Display it proudly, folks. Let's get the consensus of informed people on board. I've got Michael Herzog online that's coming up, but well, he'll be up here in about 3.5 minutes. Hello, Michael.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, doing well.
James, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Pretty good. Glad to meet you. Listen, I want you to send me one of those bumper stickers.
Which one?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to put it on my car, actually. I want to tie a stick to it and use it as a fan because it's so hot here in Phoenix. actually, it's cloudy and about 85 degrees, and it feels like about 65 in Round Rock, so it's pretty comfortable.
I hear you.
But anyway, I think that's a great idea, John. I'd like to get a couple of those bumper stickers because I'm out and about. You know, I got 1,000 business cards made up, and I'm passing them out all over town. So if you send me those stickers, I'll slap them on my car and see if I get arrested.
You, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, unbelievable. Mm-hmm, I see. Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, I'll let you go, but do me a favor. Send me a couple of those, will you?
I will certainly do so, Michael. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, by the way, check's in the mail, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, bye-bye.
What did that mean? I have no idea. It's in the mail with the bumper stickers. Okay. At any rate, folks, just do that. I mean, what we're talking about here is just common sense, the rule of law, constitutional stuff, and it's no conspiracy theory. It's a fact.
You're allowed to read it.
Yeah, yes.
You're allowed to read the Constitution.
Yes, they haven't banned
it's
it
yours.
Yet.
It's everybody's.
They haven't banned it yet, have they?
No.
We haven't had book burnings where they're burning the Constitution in mass. They're just ignoring it. We got a great setup, folks. And here's the good news: everything is in place. The bricks and the mortar, the infrastructure, the people, everything is in place. Guess what we get to do with it? Take it and make it work the right way. That's the good news. Now the bad news is we got to get rid of the people that are doing bad things to us and not paying attention to the law and the Constitution.
And buying people out.
And buying them off.
Completely. And buying them off. Yeah, that's it.
And
buying them off, buying them out, the whole thing.
I mean, can you imagine the founding fathers here looking at the great expanse of this new country?
Yeah.
And going, no, we can't build a country here. My gosh. You know how much work's involved? Well, the work's been done. All we've got to do is walk in, kick them out of their offices that they occupy now, and we can get on with it. That's the good news. You need to call this guy on your credit card stuff, 877-331-0626, or email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Don't hesitate, folks. Get control of your financial life. Loosen up some liquidity so you can start doing for yourself once again. Stand up and be counted. Get rid of the banksters. Just get rid of them. James?
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right, take care, everybody.
Okay, we'll see you then.
It's true.